Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You but God with good credit.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit presents Sunday Conversations with Dion Nichols of Live Your Best Life for You.
Hey, hey, welcome to Sunday Conversations with Dion Nichols. That's me. Ladies and gents, so I have been teaching a workshop called The Reset, the first E in the reset process is actually to evaluate and eliminate. And what do we know? So we know that anytime we're looking to take on something new, we're looking to, you know, reach our goals and dreams, there comes a point where you're going to have to evaluate and eliminate some things. Even more importantly, some people. It will take, that really difficult task of evaluating your relationships, your friendships, your business relationships, and really looking at whether or not these friendships and relationships are serving you. You know, are they energizing you or are they draining you? We know that that is one of the number one hindrances to our success is who is in my life? Who is in my circle? And are they helping me move closer to the life that I'm looking to create, right? Or are they taking me further away? Now, of course, there are the very overt toxic people that we can easily sniff out. They tend to be very verbally abusive, could be even physically abusive. So there's a very obvious toxic people that you can just eliminate immediately, you know? However, I was completely blown away when a young lady, her name is Julia Cha, shared that there's also the nice toxic people that we have to look out for. And she actually offers 5 signs to look out for when trying to detect these nice toxic people in our lives. So these people are a little more subtle with their toxicity, but they are still finding ways to leave you very, I guess what with them, as she pointed out, is that you're a little confused by these people because overall they seem to be these nice, giving people. Right? Very charming. But at the same time, after an interaction with them, and there could be a pattern of niceness first before you see it happen, and then you're kind of blindsided and left confused. So there may already be people that are coming up for you right now as we speak. But yeah, it's also going a little bit deeper into your circle of friends and colleagues and family members to look for the subtly nice yet toxic people in your life. So she gives you 5 signs. So here they are. 1, they tend to one-up you, but they do it in such a way that they sandwich it with the niceties. So yeah, they'll say, you know what? I so admire the things that you're doing out in the world. And I really respect that the work that you're doing and your commitment. At the same time, you know, I got this call. And even though I thought of you, I thought I was the better person for the job. Right? So they sandwich it with the niceness and still give you the jab. Right? So then you're left, your head spinning like, what? What just happened here? Watch out. Watch out for the one-upping. Okay? And they tend, just look out for, you know, how often this is happening in your relationship. Okay. So look out for one-upping. There's a difference between one-upping and healthy competition, right? They do not clap when you win. That's number two. So if they're truly a friend, it could be your partner in life, you know, your colleague, and they are watching you on your journey to success, you're having those wins, and they're not clapping, they're not cheerleading, they're not celebrating. Yeah, you might want to reevaluate that friendship or relationship, right? Because anybody who genuinely cares about you wants to see you win, right? They're going to be out there, you know, with the pom-poms. So look out for that. Number three, she said they tend to be very argumentative. So no matter how much you try to explain your emotions, your feelings, they will always find a way to make sure they come back and explain away your feelings or your perspective so they can make sure that they are right. So toxic people, whether they are very overtly toxic or this sort of subtle toxic person, underneath it all, they are just dealing with a lot of insecurity. So all of this tends to be driven from insecurity, by the way. So they mask it with the charm. They mask it with the niceties. And use these strategies to make themselves feel better because of their own insecurity. So this is not a reflection of you. However, the onus is on you to be on the lookout for these wolves in sheep's clothing. Number four, inconsistency between their words and behaviors. So they can be talking you up all they want, you know, saying all the things you want to hear. Yeah, you're doing awesome things. Keep up the great work. But then at the same time, they're still trying to subtly undermine you. They're still taking more than they give. They're still trying to subtly one-up you. So what they're saying and what they're doing don't match. Leaves you confused. Is anybody coming to mind, right? All that inconsistency, the incongruency, definitely a red flag. Okay. And then number five in the five ways to detect these nice toxic people in your life, they tend to have questionable ethics. Yes. So anyone that you notice is willing to lie, plagiarize, they'll just do whatever it takes to get what they want. Watch out. Because if they can do that with somebody else, they can steal from you too, right? So whether they take your work and claim it for their own without giving credit, be careful. So watch out for those people in your life that have low moral ethics. Because if they can do that to someone else, why would they potentially do that to you, right? So you really want to be careful. You know, they may seem really nice, very charismatic, these people. But then you start to see these signs. So, and that's the key, you know, they tend to attract people people who tend to be very forgiving. You know, you are very easygoing. You have a lot of grace for people. You tend to kind of attract these kinds of people into their lives. But it's up to you really and truly to notice these patterns and break the cycle. Only you can break those cycles. And that's by, you know, observing. So that's the first tip, you know, to really looking out for these type of people is before you get too close, take time to observe, you know, and if they're already in your life, take time to step back and really observe them and then make the decision as to whether or not you can maintain them in your life or not. So it's really about setting those boundaries with people who are not adding value to your life. Because you'll notice the moment you clear things out, whether that's physically decluttering your home, whether that's, you know, clearing out, you know, old habits and thoughts, when you clear out draining people, those energy leaks, once you clear those out, it makes room for more, for abundance, for newness, for prosperity. You will see your business thrive. You, because your energy is higher because it's not being drained by others. So guess what? You're on a higher frequency. So you're going to attract bigger and better things into your life. That's why this is so important, right? So look at this as a very, very effective success hack is by removing the toxic people overtly and subtle toxic people from your life. Remember, you are not responsible for trying to fix these people. And I'm talking from a recovering fixer, you know, that it is not your responsibility. So look for the signs. If things don't add up, make the decision to set your boundaries, nip it in the bud, cut those people off that need to be cut off. You know, after, of course, clear evaluation. And once you change your way of being, make those difficult decisions to let those people go, just watch and see how things start to just move in the right direction in your life. So I can attest to this. Thank you for bringing it all together, Julia Chaw, because I had never thought of the subtle nice toxic people that might be taking away from your success. So with that said, everyone, hope you got something good out of it. If you have experienced this, would love to hear how you've handled it in the past, or if you're dealing with it right now, definitely reach out to Dion at Live Your Best Life for You. You can also hit me up, DM me at Dion Nichols on Instagram or Facebook. And make it a wonderful day full of everyday miracles. This message is brought to you by Enoch's Foliage Real Estate School, which was founded by Mrs. Patricia Johnson in 2019. The school is located in Brooklyn, New York, licensed with the state of New York, and offers the 75-hour real estate sales licensing course, along with a new property management course. Classes are taught on location, and the 75-hour real estate sales licensing course will also be taught online. We welcome students of all backgrounds. So to learn more, call 347-404-7233 or visit them at enochsfoliagerealty.com. That's E-N-O-C-H-S foliage, F-O-L-I-A-G-E realty.com. And make sure you follow them and check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Enoch's Foliage Real Estate School. Black
guys. Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools,
award-winning insights and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.